Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Here's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. The late, great Joe Cocker. Crazy man. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, just announced as the best business book for 2015 across the galaxy, right, Don?
Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's very exciting.
And a brand spanking new professor of distinguished professor at the AMA, American Management Association. Don, congratulations again on that.
Thank you.
And we're proud of you. Again, as I've said many times, folks, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. We're talking about profitability. Folks, I know you're fighting cash. I know how that is. I fought cash. We all fight cash at some point in time. We're by definition, we're going to be undercapitalized. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, but the best way, over time, the best way to get where cash isn't a problem is to accumulate profits.
That's right.
You got to make them first, and then you got to retain them.
You got to make them, retain them. You got to retain your profitable clients, right? Earlier we said a 5% improvement in retention of a profitable client is going to drop as much as 85% to your bottom line, Jim, with existing clients. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting a whole bunch of more clients, with existing clients. But the other thing that you need to do is you need to invoice on a regular basis, and you got to collect against those invoices. Can I tell you how many people I have spoken to, thousands, who do not invoice on a timely basis? And it, like, blows my mind. They do the work. They deliver great results.
See, I've never understood this. I've seen this, too. And it's one of the most preposterous things I've ever heard of. I mean, here's what I asked them. I say, well, let me ask you a question, folks. Are you forgetting to breathe? Are you forgetting to eat? Are you taking nourishment? When you get tired, do you sleep? What do you do? What business doesn't bill their customers? I don't understand that. I've never been able to comprehend that kind of idiocy.
Well, you have a great line, Jim, and I quoted you actually on my social media feed. I said, nothing bad ever happens when you invoice a customer.
I think people are afraid. Right.
They think they're begging. You're not begging. You provided a service or a product for your customers. You deserve to get compensated
for that.
That's right. It's an exchange. You're not asking for money.
It's the way it works. In fact, I know people who do business with companies, and they've actually complained to me that person's not billing me, and it actually makes them upset because I've had vendors who didn't bill me, and then they give me a big bill after 4 months.
Yes.
And I call them back, and I say, look, let me tell you something. I'm going to pay this bill, but don't bill me like this again, otherwise I'm not paying the next one.
If you can't bill
me monthly, I'm not going to do business with you anymore.
But, Jim, you just said something very important,
right? It makes you
look
like an unprofessionalist and unsuccessful.
Well, like you don't have your act together, because in fact you don't, right?
You don't. That's
but
right.
The one thing, and you just brought it up, and it's brilliant, right? Make it easy for customers to pay you. Make it easy for them.
Yep.
So the first thing you want to do is you want to do it on a timely basis. Why? Because they want to correlate their income and their expenses in the right time frame.
Right.
If you wait too dang long, then all of a sudden, their books get thrown off. So that's one of the main reasons why, you know, you want to do this. And then the other reason is make it easy for customers to pay you by taking, let's say, a large project and breaking it up into smaller pieces. So if the customer owes you $10,000, you don't bill them $10,000. You bill them $2,500 a week, every single week, over a period of 4 weeks. And a couple of things happen.
I would get permission to do that because some people don't want to receive that many invoices.
Well, okay, that's fair.
If somebody says that, but as a minimum once a month.
At a minimum once a month, but here's the thing. If you're an IT consultant, if you are a web designer, what happens? You're doing these very large projects. It takes a long time to complete them, and they're in phases. So the one thing you absolutely need to do is you need to bill as each phase is completed. At the very least, you don't continue to service the customer unless the customer is current with you.
Right.
You need to make sure that they've paid you at least for the work that you've done.
But you also need to identify what you're billing them for. This is one of the things, when I had my consulting business, I was very clear about how this is. I did a half hour of this, I did an hour of this, I did 3 hours of this. I used to get compliments from my customers who would tell me, thank you for doing that because my attorney doesn't do that.
How about that? And here, let's take it one step further.
Last thought, quickly, 20 seconds.
Yeah. Your invoice is a marketing document. Don't just tell them what you did. Tell them how it helped their business.
There you go. Well said. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the great success.
Thanks so much.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, the Hidden Profit, hiddenprofitprofit.com. And we'll get Don back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.